We have a selection of Christmas-related items now, with carol singing, shopping and entertainments, including novel transport for Father Christmas via the River Wensum. This Christmas, all are welcome to join in with a carol sing-along, full of festive favourites in the stunning surrounds of Norwich Cathedral's cloister. With government guidance now allowing singing outside, the cathedral will host a new festive event in the cloister in association with the Eastern Daily Press. Carols in the cloister will take place on Saturday, December the 12th and Saturday, December the 19th at 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. These 30-minute events for all the family will see the Master of Music, Ashley Grote, and some of the cathedral's choristers and members of the chamber choir lead the singing of popular carols, including Away in a Manger, Silent Night, and O Little Town of Bethlehem. David Powles, editor of the Eastern Daily Press Norwich Evening News, said, "I'm really proud that we are able to work with Norwich Cathedral to support carols in the cloister. Our usual festival of carols clearly isn't possible this year, but this will be a more than fitting replacement in a COVID-safe environment. A perfect way to get families to think about the true meaning of Christmas and raise money for charity at the same time. As well as aiming to get everyone into the festive spirit, the events also hope to raise funds for three excellent causes: Christian Aid, Norfolk and Waveney Mind, and the Trussell Trust." Since this article was published, we have heard that the events are fully booked.
It's seen as the jewel in the crown for Norwich, and after a tough year, its historic market will get to shine in a Christmas advert. Warm Stories from the City, advertising East Anglian-based heating firm Gasway, was filmed by Norwich-based production company Trett Films and will appear on 100 channels on the Sky TV network from November the 28th until January the 7th. It focuses on how traders keep warm in the winter months and what warmth means to them, and it's the second year in a row that Trett Films made a 30-second advert showing the company. Last year, its Warm Stories from the City looked at how Norwich City Football Club fans stayed warm during matches. Director Joss Trett, who's 27 and who studied at East Norfolk Sixth Form College and Norwich University of the Arts, said, "This is a spiritual sequel. It asks what warmth means to traders in a physical and emotional sense. As a director, you want to grab people's attention. Christmas adverts run on the emotive side of things. And Norwich Market is iconic. It has traditional stalls and world food places. It has a good mix of different characters. We are really proud of the advert. It's the best thing we've done." Mr. Trett co-founded Trett Films 2 years ago with his brother Matty, who's 25, and they hope to film a third Warm Stories from the City for Gasway.
Shoppers will be able to browse Norwich Market and enjoy a glass of mulled wine with street food until late. Norwich Market Nights will see the market open later into the evening, with street food being served along with hot and cold drinks. Retail stalls selling goods including clothing and soaps will also be open, giving people a chance to do some Christmas shopping. Toby Westgarth of Sir Toby's Beers, an acting chairman of the Norwich Market Traders Association, said there were two main goals of the events. Firstly, to help traders recover after a challenging year, but also to explore opening in the evenings more permanently. "The long-term aim is to build a market in the evenings," he said, "even if it's one weekend a month." But he said the more immediate benefits would help stallholders come back from months of closure and a drop in trade. "Traders are trying to make up for lost time," he said. "It could possibly be quite a bleak January and February, so they are trying to get in as much business as possible in December, particularly now people are wanting to get out a bit more with lockdown ending." He said all the stalls were working together to forget the challenges of 2020 and bring some positivity to the market. Each stall will have its own opening times, but Mr. Westgarth said they anticipate the market being open until roughly 9 p.m.
Pubgoers in Norwich did not let wintry weather dampen their spirits as they braved the cold to meet friends and family. Scarves and gloves formed part of the armour against chilly temperatures as people in the city socialised al fresco due to the ban on households mixing indoors in Tier 2. The city centre was teeming with revellers, while outdoor food and drink markets and junkyard at St Mary's Plain and Mysabar at Castle Quarter proved a hit with punters. For Bob Bunker from Galston, who was out for drinks and food with his family in Castle Gardens, the crisp weather was the last thing on his mind. The 76-year-old said, "I love being out. People being out are 100% happier. I don't mind the weather and it's not even that cold today. The only thing I can't do is start singing." Drinking a pint at Mysabar and having a substantial meal from one of the food vendors, which includes Salt and Urban Eatery, was Amaryllis Macy. The 46-year-old said, "It feels okay being out. The city centre was heaving with people, but I feel safe here as it's not crowded and it's well managed. Being able to meet up with friends was what I missed the most during the second lockdown, so I'm glad I can do that now. Plus the view here, with Norwich Castle in the background, is lovely."
Reindeer might be the traditional mode of transport for Father Christmas, but scores of Santas found themselves up the river with a paddle in Norwich. 35 Father Christmases took to the water in the city as part of the Norfolk Paddle Board's Santa Paddle, which aimed to raise sackfuls of cash for mental health charity Norfolk and Waveney Mind. The festival flotilla left the Buck Pub on Yarmouth Road, Norwich, before arriving back there just over a couple of hours later via Riverside and Fye Bridge in the city. As well as raising money for Norfolk and Waveney Mind, it was hoped the event would provide a timely and seasonal lift towards the end of what has been a hugely difficult year for everyone following the coronavirus outbreak.
Tradition with a twist is coming to the Norfolk Showground this Christmas with a drive-in pantomime and cinema bound to get audiences in the festive spirit. Leave the worries of the past year behind you for a few hours to enjoy classic Christmas films from the comfort of your car. There will even be screenings of the pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk. The drive-in events run from Thursday, December the 17th until Tuesday, December the 22nd at the Norfolk Showground, and there are 12 different films being screened. The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Holiday, Die Hard, The Polar Express, Love Actually, Bad Santa, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Grinch, Home Alone, Elf, The Muppet Christmas Carol, and Miracle on 34th Street. Due to popular demand, both Elf and Home Alone will be shown 3 times each. The event has been organised by Pop-Up Pictures in collaboration with the Norfolk Showground and is bringing the drive-in cinema back after successful events in the summer and for Halloween. Alongside this, there will be screenings of pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk performed at the Belgrade Theatre in Coventry. Elsie's Pizza and Natural Born Grillers will be serving hot food, and the Snack Shack will offer popcorn and other treats.